Geelong Get Excited is back on our TV screens tonight. The Bachelor starts tonight and airs tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. on 10. And joining us now, the man who is on the journey, the search for love, Bachelor Matt. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Are you prepared? Because right now, right across Australia, right across Geelong and the Surf Coast, they are currently rolling out the office sweeps to find out who you're going to end up with. Are you prepared for all of Australia to have an opinion depending on where their $5 has gone?
I am absolutely not prepared. I'm going into this and, you know, it'll play out how it plays out and it'll be a lot of fun, I think, and I'm just kind of rolling with it.
Have you had any, like, feedback already? Because people have seen the promos. People have seen how you look on the show. People tweeting at you, commenting on your Instagram.
Most of what I've heard has been positive. I'm hoping that continues to be the case, but I'm sure there's always, you know, trolls will troll, and I think there'll always be, everyone's got an opinion, and there'll be criticisms. There'll be opinions shared about me, and, you know, I think it's one of those things that, if you don't know someone personally, you can't take it personally.
There are always couch critics out there, people who are happy to have an opinion but would never say it to your face. That is life. But have you actually had any marriage offers from people via your Instagram going, look, if it doesn't work out on the show, I have been single for the last 15 years. I'm happy to put a ring on it.
I have not. I haven't really been checking out how much DM sliding is going on at this point. But, you know, look, maybe if I have a look through there, there's probably one or two, but I can't confirm that there's any because I haven't looked.
So the main promo that's gone around and the one that's gone viral in the last couple of weeks is obviously you saying, I'm an astrophysicist, and one of the girls being like, I'm a Gemini. And obviously, like, there's a little bit of editing, and I know you came out this morning and said, oh, she was just stirring you up. And I know not all the girls are going to be like that, but I reckon you would have had some very intelligent conversations in the house. Is there anything that, like, stuck out? Are you talking about, like, space or, like, molecules or stuff
Josh
like
wants
that?
To know if you completely nerded out in the Batch Mansion.
I was really excited meeting all the women, and one of the key things was that there was a real varied cross-section of women from what they did and where they came from. So it was exciting because, yeah, there was the opportunity to have, yeah, I guess what one might say is kind of nerdier conversations, but also conversations about things that they were passionate about that I knew little to nothing about.
I just would like to say on behalf of Geelong and the Surf Coast, thank you to The Bachelor Australia for having just an everyday, average, run-of-the-mill bloke looking for love. We love the fact that that's back on our TV screens. I don't think, realistically, we can't expect, or you couldn't expect, to know exactly what you were going to go through until you were actually living it. Was there anything that genuinely surprised you about the experience? Something maybe you weren't prepared for?
I think in terms of what I wasn't prepared for would be, it is actually a really grueling, physically demanding filming process. It's filmed over a period of about 3 months, and it's a lot of footage that they need to get in that period of time. And obviously I'm, as the Bachelor, involved in essentially every date and a large majority of scenes. So, yeah, that was something I kind of wasn't prepared for. I thought it was going to kind of be, you know, a bit of a walk in the park, a holiday. I go out, have a few cheese platters, a couple of glasses of red, and, you know, it's all going to be all done. I come out with a relationship. But, yeah, it's actually quite a taxing schedule.
On that, did you come out with a better rig than what you went in with, or was it like a...
Not if it was all cheese platters, no way!
I had to control myself around the cheese platters for that very reason. I've always tried to keep myself in pretty good shape, and I went in probably not at the best shape I'd been in the past, but... I think I got back to what I'd consider the close to the best shape while I was in the house, yeah.
The Bachelor is tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. on 10. Bachelor Matt, all the very best on this journey, as they say in reality TV. This will not be the last time we chat to you. We'll chat to you along the way. So thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. I look forward to it. Cheers, guys.